So Eliezer Domecek comes in and he gives over to the house of Rivka that he was looking for a wife for Yitzchak. And again, he wanted to build up Yitzchak, but not too much, because it seems people are more than happy to marry the child of a righteous person, but they don't want to necessarily marry the righteous person themselves because of the obligations. They'll have to open up the house. They'll have to do all sorts of things. But he tried to, Eliezer Domecek tried to, every one of his words was spoken with wisdom. He's giving over what Avram said, but okay. He says, if not, fine. If not, I'm going to go to the right or to the left. Notice I have other places from my my master's family to go to. But he showed him a daitki. He showed him a contract that said that everything that Avram had, he was giving over to Yitzchak. So they saw that this was worth quite a bit of money, and especially Lavan, who spoke before Besuel, he was a mechutzif. It says, "V'yan Lavan himself, Yomer me Adonai yatzah davar lo nuchal davar elecha ra otov." In other words, why did a Rasha Marusha like Lavan all of a sudden say, "Oh, this mission is from God"? Because it said that Eliezer Domecek showed him a contract, and he showed him that everything was to go to Yitzchak. And it says that was the same day that it was written, was the same day that he was presenting to them. Meaning that he got there, there was a kafitzas haderech, that he got there immediately. The day he left was the day he got there, even though it should have taken a long time. So he said, "Oh, if you had such a miracle, you were able to get here in one day, and not just yourself, you had 10 camels with kol tuv." So obviously this is something from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So lo nuchal daber elecha ra'u tov. So you see that even Rishayim, when they look at events as they really are, they have to acknowledge miracles. And that's life itself. All of life is a miracle. It's just we're used to, we see it every day, every minute. Oh, it's not a miracle. It's nature. It's the way things are. No, everything's a miracle. But sometimes when things are extraordinary, or they seem to be extraordinary, even the Rishonim have to say, "Hashem Yato Adavor," and this is an inspiration for us. If they can say it, then everything that happens to us in our lives, we have to say, "Hashem Yato Adavor." Everything is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thank God for His watching over us and His constant protection.